It's a very low barrier to get into the Gronk Squad.
That's crazy.
We've committed to do the Daily Talk Show for 10 years.
Hi, guys.
Put it in the calendar.
I'd just like to check the temperature in the room.
I told you my squeegee story.
It is outrageous.
Come on, let's go. Ryan Shelton! Yeah!
Happy 1,000th, guys. It is an absolute honour to be here, at this, especially at this stage of the game. I said to Josh when I spoke to you about it a couple of weeks ago, whenever it was, I was like, I can't come on at the end. Like, that's absolute jumping on the bandwagon.
Well, you absolutely
too much,
can.
As in it's a nice, it's prestigious.
Special. Yeah. Like, I would have thought you guys would have wanted this time, unless you're kicking me out in 5 minutes. I would have thought you guys would have wanted this time for yourselves.
Well, this is our first hour. So we're going until 10 tomorrow.
So this is the equivalent of like the 6 a.m. hour on breakfast show.
Yeah.
This is the final bit. I mean,
an hour 29 minutes. On the nose right now. Now 29. Then
and
we're done.
And Ryan, you've got a.
Are you going to 11?
10:40. But I think TJ's wanting to make up a little bit of time potentially.
No. That'd take us out.
Is that okay? How are 10:30? You going timing wise, Ryan?
Yeah,
what do you got on at this time of hour? I mean, it's amazing.
Well, you've got stuff with America.
I've got stuff with America, but it's not until like 2 a.m. So,
and that's the outfit. You're actually dressed up for the phone call.
I didn't think about that this is an American app. Now, the only reason I'm wearing this is because I've been keeping this hat. It's been sitting in my closet for years.
What's that?
It said I only wear on 1,000th show or something. So I thought, well, this is like a perfect, you don't get this opportunity much. So.
It's a 1,000th hat.
What is that hat? What's the brand of it?
You wouldn't have heard of it, R.M. Williams. it's a little brand.
So you've come bearing gifts.
Well, yeah, I mean, I mean, it's slightly selfish. I thought, like, well, I can't have McDonald's tonight and feel good about it unless I make it like a gift situation.
Yeah.
So I've overspent. I've bought my guilt pretty much.
I had a client say to me, I said, would you like a coffee? I called them before they got here. I said, do you want coffees? I'm going to go get coffees. Mm. And they said, you're really going all out to impress us, Josh. I said, actually, I just wanted a coffee and I thought it would be too awkward to sip my coffee during the meeting.
Yeah, that's great. I love that.
It's a little bit of this.
Yeah.
But he laughed. He laughed and he loved it.
It's my hands. They're fucking huge.
That will be the promo.
The biggest hands in the business. Can you actually just say?
Quote.
Hang on. Give me a sec. Can I just get you saying the biggest hands in the business?
Yeah, sure. Hang on. That reminds me of Josh's hands, the biggest hands in the business.
Beautiful. Now you don't have headphones on, but I put some sick reverb on that.
No, I heard it.
He's got the speaker.
At first I panicked, and then I thought, it's reverb.
It's all reverb.
Standard studio trick.
I mean, GB and I have been having so much fun with the reverb. I feel like you could really get around it. There's all sorts of fun things. Like, GB, do you want to go into the closet?
I just duck into the closet now.
Yeah. What's in there?
I'm an archivist, so I can find some...
Massive closet.
It's quite big. There's a lot of files, and I can just look around.
You should really... I mean, especially while you're doing the show in there, you should think about some like sound insulation or something like that. It's just really, echoey. If you're going to be recording in there, I'm just saying. Otherwise.
Ryan spent a lot on getting rid of the sound.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you did.
I did. And I haven't yet.
Oh, haven't you?
Actually, I was just looking at your mic stands.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, you like these?
Oh, yeah, I want them.
Well, every guest gets one.
Don't you dare. You tease me.
We do have two spares.
I love these cups.
Mm.
I love them.
They are great.
Oh, yeah.
And you putted for that, so you deserve it.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I drink from it.
What have you done 1,000 of in your life, Rye?
Cheeseburgers. Other than cheese, you can't say cheeseburgers.
Per year, push-ups. What? 1,000 of?
Mm-hmm.
It's a great question. Well, I just did 3,500 kilometers in my car on a road trip.
Oh my goodness.
Wow. Where'd you go?
Up sort of past Newcastle on like a little adventure with my girlfriend.
Cute.
It was great. It was really cute.
Did you, you've actually just come back from it. That's
yeah, God, you know, just been on the bloody road.
Did you take that hog? Did you take that big hog down there?
Fucking oath, bro.
How's it run? What are you paying per hundred?
Oh, mate, gee, didn't even.
Now, what's your fuel consumption per hundred, do you know?
It's not good. It's not good. Look, I'm not saving the world in that thing, but I did have a rooftop tent on it. And have you ever seen those rooftop tents? They just pop up.
I did live broadcast from one of those shops up in Toker Mall or something up in, you know, regional Victoria. But I did, you know, like a break up in the tent, lying in there. G'day guys, Tommy here, Star FM. We're just down here at the, you know, blah, 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 selling these camp, you know, come down. I'm in there right now. Cozy. Very nice though. I never got to actually sleep in it.
Well, I mean, the one we stayed in was like, we rented it and I think it was it's a good one. Like I don't know why I'm talking up this thing. It's like a carbon fiber shell.
Yeah.
And it literally just pops up. You pop the top and it goes up and then you just sleep inside. It's like your own little room.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It's in the trees.
You're elevated, so there's it's less snakes and
Just all nasties. The crocs and stuff, don't get me.
Yeah. No. Carbon fiber is one of those things that has a good rap, as in like got carbon fiber. You're just saying carbon fiber, knew it.
Yeah, it's huge.
Think about Kevlar.
Yeah, carbon fiber, yeah. I don't even know what it is.
Don't know.
Like I know that it's probably strong. Things I'm thinking, strong, light, grey.
Yeah, like that. It's got that colour. Yeah, I know exactly what you're saying.
Like that weave. It's probably like some sort of
weave. So the weave thing I think of, it's like the Tefla thing.
Within the carbon. Like,
yeah.
Georgie, do you want some chips?
Sure. I've got a gift for you, Ryan.
Got a gift for me?
Yeah. I've been holding on to this since Christmas.
Oh, my God. I haven't been able to find my mouth plate. Is this one?
And I was like, oh, it's taken too long. I'm just going to leave it. I was like, oh, he's coming to the office. Great. I can give it to him.
A Christmas card?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Here it comes.
My God.
Okay.
What is this?
Oh, he's dropped it. He's dropped it. Yeah.
Oh.
Don't do that. The thousandth hat's come off.
It knocked my hat off. That's how. Okay, so what this is, some people may know that I do this website. I do these things every month. I release something on the 11th of every month. So I make videos and things, and it's just like a project.
is how you explain it at a family Christmas to your auntie.
Yeah. Well,
so what do you do, Ryan? What are you up to?
Well, if it's a family Christmas, I say, oh, well, I do a lot of stuff with Hamish and Andy. And they're like, oh. And like, yeah. And that's it. And they're like, oh, that sounds like things are going great. It's like, yeah, well.
Do they bug you for DVDs?
DVDs stopped being asked for some years ago, even free ones. The last thing I did last year was a clothing range, like a merchandise-y kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And when I sent all the things out for the people who bought them, I took a Polaroid of myself in their clothes that they bought and put it in the package with it. So when they got it, they saw me wearing their clothes. And that was like just a little stupid thing. George has bloody Christopher Nolan'd me, and he's taken a photo of himself in it holding the photo of me holding his clothes. Yeah, so you know what he's getting next Christmas. Thank you, George. That's awesome.
Thank you.
That is lovely.
I bloody live in it, and it's comfy.
Oh. Do you get wear out of it?
Yeah, I wear it all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. I'm only wearing this because it's my archivist jacket.
Yeah. I feel like this is. I think it's perfect timing. George, over to you asking Ryan.
For the archives?
No. Will he go to your wedding?
Oh.
What?
No, okay.
What?
This is.
Go.
Say what you really want, though.
No, you put me on the spot here, Josh. No,
Incredibly exciting and awkward.
We're not engaged or anything.
So Han and so George have been together for a long time. They're not engaged.
No, this was like, okay, I was just telling the guys this morning that a few months ago, we were just writing our list of people that we'd get to our wedding. And then I was like, I reckon by the time we get married, it'll be like probably 5 years or something. I reckon I'll probably Ryan will probably want to be on the BMC table. So
if this isn't ending in an invite. This is the cruelest thing you've ever done.
Go, just do it, George.
Would you come to my wedding if I invited you?
I would love to be your best man.
This is amazing.
Right. Really? Yeah. When's the wedding?
Well, we haven't locked anything in yet.
Yeah. No engagement yet. They're not engaged.
Wow,
no,
so you're inviting engaged. People before you actually propose.
Yeah.
George, I would be absolutely honoured. Thank you very much to be on the... Did you say head table or BMC table?
Head table's fine.
Great.
Is it wrong that GB will now propose to speed it all up?
And great content for the last hour and a half.
Yeah,
it's a great way to bring us home, George.
I'll take it.
An on-air proposal. You know, if only he should have got like a Megatron, and then you could like it could be on the Megatron on the show.
Yeah. Oh, I love this.
If you actually read the golf ball that says "Will you marry me?" on it, but she didn't look at it. Missed opportunity. But,
Ryan, have you, just while we're on George and his crafty work, have you seen the edit that George has put together to celebrate episode 1000?
No.
Okay. Would you like to see it?
I would love to see it. I love these edits. Okay.
All right, here we go. Shoot. All right, so here it is. Here is Georgie Boy's edit of looking back at the last 1,000 episodes of The Daily Talk Show.
48,000 minutes.
How long have I been here for?
Which equals?
800 hours.
Quite some time.
Which equals?
33.333 recurring days.
Just over a month.
175 guests.
Special guests in the studio.
5 unreleased episodes.
No chance,
absolutely,
dude.
We're starting again. Nah, it's fucked.
280 remote shows during COVID.
Put your hands up in the air if you're feeling a bit flat.
1 24-hour live stream.
Jeez, you're looking fresh. You look good.
3 breakdowns.
It's so fucking emotional.
Countless broken promises.
A Seth Godin book written by me. I'll do the whole fucking thing.
A few kept promises.
It's been a promise. It's taken a while.
But we're here.
1,000 episodes.
We're going to get to 1,000 episodes. Yeah. We might need some fucking good strategies of how to deal with each other.
And a whole lot of bloody fun. Play the highlights.
G'day everyone, this is Tommy and Josh's new show called The Daily Talk Show.
You look so fucking awkward right now, how you're having to lean over to this awkward microphone.
I promise every episode is not going to be nostalgic.
Nostalgia alert.
It is 11:50 in the morning.
No one gives a shit what time it is because they're listening to it the time they want.
Our most referenced episode came up nice and early.
Episode 14.
We're not telling anyone about this podcast. I was experimenting and that included using the squeegee in the shower and sticking the handle in my...
Then the milestone started rolling in.
Episode 40. Happy 50th episode, Josh. I'd be happy for us to get to 100 episodes of this podcast and fucking call it a day.
Yeah. However, the 110th episode is when things fucking go bang.
It's episode 100. Guys, we did it.
For the next 100-ish episodes, Josh was travelling through Europe.
I think this is peak man flu right now.
The boys met up in New York to interview their idol Seth Godin, and they recorded episode 200 from In-N-Out Burger.
Episode 200.
Hey! Fast forward to January 2019. They committed to filming every episode. And for some reason, they always wore black and white t-shirts.
These fucking things are dumb.
Mr. 97 joined the team and showed what he could do on the food front.
You're the gift that keeps on giving.
He also proved he was up for anything they threw at him.
50 likes on this comment and Mr. 97 will bleach his hair.
But the lack of aircon all got a bit too much for Josh.
I don't like heat.
They had to move offices and build a $45,000 studio.
Let's pretend you're not trust fund babies. Yeah.
Which we are. 3D Dill came over from Canada to do a 4-month internship. And he managed to write an entire book, putting Josh's Seth Godin book promise to shame.
Josh. The binding is phenomenal.
In a quick 2-day trip to Sydney, they managed to pump out 10 episodes. Not bad, actually. Quite impressive.
Oh, you just dropped pizza on me.
Oh my God. On my pants.
Episode 500 was a big event.
The highest level of testosterone.
Tommy Jacket, right. No one's thrilled.
Ron Hayden even got the original logo tattooed. The boys were then off to America,
underage Mason managed to sneak into a bar.
Can we talk about the ID thing, or should we just avoid that completely?
And they did edibles. Apparently, Josh didn't feel anything. January 2020, Ryan Shelton joined us for a live show raising money for bushfire relief.
The DJ behind you is
big. Yeah, fucking lucky.
Soon after, it was time. The bloody pandemic throwing a spanner in the works.
I sort of got my way, didn't I? I really wanted to work from home, and now
wanted to work from home.
Here I am.
We decided to go hard and connect with people all over the world. We even did a 24-hour live stream. Grace and Mason started chatting, and then started dating. Hump Day Replay was born. God, that was fun. It then evolved into its own podcast. And we started making a whole bunch of other podcasts.
And welcome to Screenplay Sunday.
We came back in the studio temporarily.
I fucking hate being back at the office. I'm done.
But for episode 800, we were back into lockdown. The feeling of burnout was starting to become real.
I push out what I believe to be a fart. And I projectile diarrhea.
Oh, you shit.
But we pushed through with some great guests, met up in a park for Mason's 21st. Tommy had some big news.
We're having another baby.
We ordered some big cups. We created the camcorder club, and Josh got obsessed with golf. And that pretty much brings us to now.
It is Ep 1000 week.
Yeah.
A massive thank you to all the guests and gronks who have joined us on this ride. We couldn't have done it without you all listening. And we are pumped to keep this baby going for the next 7 years.
We'll be back tomorrow.
Back to the show.
Oh, gee, boy. Pop that towards the door. We got a bottle of Moe. Hang on. Cutting to George. We're going to. God. Here we go. Could take out the ceiling.
Stand by.
Yeah, okay, George.
Here we go. Here we go.
$5,000 studio.
3-2.
Come on.
Oh! Very good,
And
good.
We're drinking Moet out of cups.
Moet or Moe?
I believe it's Moet.
Because you've said both.
No, but what is it?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
I don't know.
Would you like a little tipple?
Yeah, I'll have a little tipple.
Yeah,
I have to.
Yeah, there we go.
Guys, congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
What an incredible thing. It is an incredible thing. 1,000 shows.
Yeah.
It really is astonishing. Not because of you guys.
A little bit.
I mean, it's amazing.
Yeah.
That's an amazing edit, George. Like, it's so, what an incredible, yeah. It's such an emotive journey. Mm. Like, it really, like, that's amazing.
Yeah.
That section where that yeah. breakdown section,
mm-hmm.
was that, what was that, Tommy?
Which one? The
so when we're crying.
Yeah. George would be, he's the archivist. If you want to send him into the cupboard to just talk to us about what happened in there.
Was that like a
Josh broke down.
You don't need reverb. Go on.
Can you pass that one to
Josh? Was crying for episode 800.
Thank you.
Just from pure emotion, I think, of just making it to 800 episodes.
Yeah.
And but we weren't very good supports because we were just pissing ourselves.
Laughing at him.
Great. And Tommy's was actually quite emotional. I think yours
was about being a parent. Mine was funny.
Yours was funny.
What was Tommy's about? Do you remember?
Oh, it was about being a parent, being more emotional as a parent, I think.
Sure.
In the middle of COVID, I think you were just
It was about the guilt of not being able to spend time with your kid or not being able to be present. I don't know. It's a lot of guilt being a parent.
Yeah, I can imagine.
It's great. It's fucking awesome. Oh, hang on, wait. Have it. Oh, cheers.
I didn't drink any.
To you guys.
Cheers, Ryan.
Incredible.
Thank you, Ryan. Shelby.
Cheers, everybody.
Cheers. Cheers.
Cheers, cheers, guys. Cheers. Cheers.
Congratulations. Cheers.
Happy 1,000. Wow.
Out of crystal. Beautiful.
That is amazing. And, party continues.
This
is from Trevor Long.
Oh my God.
Moet and Chandon. Is this a similar bottle? Like, is that the same bottle? He knows that we're going strong tonight on the Moet.
Jeez.
It's expensive.
I actually need to blow my nose. I got a little boogie in my nose.
You okay? So, everything stop. Everything stop.
Turn the mic
off. Go to a song.
No, it's like when I laughed.
You okay? Is this, are you going to explode?
No, don't. Get him a tissue. Get the guy a tissue.
Yeah, there's.
Thank you. Oh, yeah, perfect. Oh, yeah, no, serviette will do the job.
Hang off on. Mic. Yeah, off
oh, mic. Wow. How often does that happen?
It's every hour.
Oh, my God. Oh, Josh,
haven't got it.
You haven't got it? Okay, well, you let us know. Do you want me to hold the tissue for you? Do you need another one? I know. Do you need a cheeseburger?
I thought you were about to do a Bushman's blow.
Oof. You got it.
Oh, that's disgusting, Josh. Wow. Don't be a...
Sorry. No, I didn't mean to show.
Happy 1,000.
Yeah, we all have it, don't we?
Do we? Incredible. Sometimes.
We actually got a review from a person named Stella saying she'd stop listening based on talking about snot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, do you talk about it that much?
Did once.
What was that about?
I literally said, like, oh, do you, the question I asked TJ was, do you have dry snot or wet snot?
Mm-hmm.
And that was enough to get a 1-star review for someone who said they were a big fan previously.
Yeah. A big fan? I don't know.
I know.
So, I mean, this is lovely. This is lovely having you here, having. This from Trevor, having you guys all here.
Yeah, it's really nice.
What's sadder, that I didn't bring Moet or that the McDonald's I bought is probably the same amount of money as
a You know what? You know, it all shapes and sizes.
And exactly. There's literally like 5 more fries.
Oh, yeah, there is. There is.
George, you want fries? You didn't grab yours.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
I don't know why I'm like pushing McDonald's so much, but I just bought so much of it.
When he says bought so much of it, he means stock. He owns a lot of McDonald's.
Who does?
No, you. It was a joke.
Okay. Are you into any investing, crypto or stocks?
No, not at all. No. Money investing kind of scares me. Well, not scares me, but I just don't want to have to learn about it and I don't want to have to follow it.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that I think I've got like BHP shares from when I was 15 or something like that.
Yeah.
But other than that, no, I don't want to have
to. You look like a guy who has BHP shares, to be honest.
Yeah, I've got an oil rig, but other than that, you know, nothing really that I can think of. I don't want the pressure of having to like check stock prices or then having the regret of not selling when everyone's like, oh, you should have sold. You didn't sell last week. You should have sold. I don't want that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want that.
Have you read the Barefoot book?
I haven't, but my girlfriend has about 8 accounts with
ING.
She read it, but I haven't read it. No. Yeah. Have you have?
I listened to the audiobook on the way to his place because he told me that I need to probably have a read of it before.
On the way to his place or to
Barefoot's house? Oh. He's a client of ours and I did some work with him at the farm and I was like, I better. And so I used Josh's Audible account.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And
listen, one of the credits.
But no, I have.
I probably already owned it.
You definitely did.
I've definitely offered you before my Audible account, I reckon. It's sort of a nah.
Nah. I'd remember. I'd remember if you offered me something so generous.
Definitely have.
Yeah, okay. Well, let's agree to agree.
Yeah. Well, this is episode 1,000, so I'd prefer if you didn't bring up.
Yeah. No, he definitely, Josh definitely offered me his Audible
account. And that's my shirt.
And it was extremely generous.
That's my shirt too.
Yeah. Yeah, this is Josh's shirt. My hat. But Josh's
shirt. My shirt. Yeah. I remember the roses.
Well, you wouldn't forget the roses.
Is that a shirt you have in your cupboard or you bought it for tonight?
I have in my cupboard.
That is great.
Mm. Yeah. But again, it's like, no, it's not the 1,000th shirt, but it's
it just says Josh on the back.
Josh Jansen's shirt.
Well, when have you worn that shirt?
I reckon I've only worn it a couple of times, but, you know, when this comes out.
You're so polite with that. This is a lot of, yeah.
It's just a beautiful hat. I have no idea why I have this hat.
Mm.
I have a feeling I got it for like a shoot at some point and then got to keep it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't really know. I don't really know when. This is the great chance to wear it, obviously, 1,000th show. Uh-huh. But it's just, I just love it.
Oh, we've got someone downstairs right now.
Oh, that's another order. So, Ryan, all day we've been getting Uber deliveries.
From random gronks who are watching.
First bottle of Moet Chandon was from...
Josh from New York.
New York.
Then we had Trevor Long from Sydney.
Yeah, and we've had Charles deliver
Charles
a bottle of wine
from Bathurst. Bathurst sent us a bunch of
that is lovely.
Stuff.
What,
plus
beautiful
a lot more
grunts.
Sweets. Yeah. And there's many, many things that we're missing here.
So what's this? Oh, this is exciting.
Well, so yeah, let's see what it is.
It looks like takeaway food of some sort.
Yeah, yeah. Here we go.
Oh, hang on. Was it toilet paper? Tissues.
Here we go. Hang on. Okay.
It's one of the more disappointing ones, Charles, but thank you.
Oh, no. What has Charles brought?
Oh, you can open it, Ryan. It's a bomb. Okay, what's happened?
Oh, it's so sweet. 3-ply. That is so lovely. Is that Charles?
Yeah, that's Charles from Bathurst, is it? Yeah.
And?
Nah, thank you, Charles.
Oh, Alan's lollies. Your favourite.
A snake?
My favourite.
Love a snake?
I love a snake.
No, do you love a snake?
Yeah. Well, it's his favourite.
I mean, not disproportionately. Like, not, I love a snake if they're going around, but I'm not buying snakes, probably.
Really?
I don't really buy lollies.
Just you know, you don't?
No, I never buy lollies.
Uh-huh.
Never
when I was
have.
When I was chatting to you the other day on the phone, I tried to guess what you were making for lunch.
Did you get it?
Well, it would have been an incredible guess. What did you guess again?
I thought you were having a tuna melt.
Okay.
Because that's what you were having.
Yes, yes.
Where were you? Yeah, where were you? Yeah. Give me some context. I want to guess too.
Where was I?
Yeah. When you were making it.
Just at home?
Yeah, I was just at home.
The farm life?
Farm life.
I think I already told you, so you already know.
No, you told me. I was right next to you.
Okay.
And it's obscure.
Very.
What, the tuna melt?
No.
Whatever
the,
he had, were. I was shocked.
Oh, I don't even remember.
I remember. Okay. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
I reckon it was couscous with chicken. No.
So wrong.
No, so
it was a tuna melt.
No. It actually, it was a wrap. With a bunch of like veggies and salad.
Ah, true. Yeah, you know? It was. Yeah, it was just a salad wrap. Yeah. Yep. Salad wrap.
Are you vegetarian?
No. But I eat mainly vegetarian, probably.
Yeah.
Mm. I'm trying actually. If you want to get into it. for the last like year, I've been doing vegan 2 meals a day.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is good.
And so, which meal do you not have vegan?
Depends. Uh-huh. Depends. Like usually dinner,
mm-hmm.
because dinner's usually the one you go out for.
Mm-hmm.
So I can leave myself open to whatever, rather than having to, make it easy for myself. But yeah, but like breakfast is easy.
Mm-hmm.
Lunch, if you're doing it yourself, easy.
Yeah.
It's not hard.
Did you bring your torch?
No, I figured you'd have yours.
Did you get one?
I got 10,000 lumen, baby.
You got the same one?
Same bloody one. Yeah, yeah. And I was so influenced. I saw it on the show and I was like, oh, I need it. I need 10,000 lumens in my life.
Yeah. And
bought it.
So have you used it like spot any animals? Because you have like, you can actually.
You're a cowboy.
Around here, it's like quite light still, even though it shines everything. But in the bush, it's dark.
Oh,
real
well,
dark.
On the road trip, we were camping. And if there was ever like a rustle in the bushes, animals
burnt them down.
they had no idea what was going on. Like, 10,000 lumens. but there was one campsite where there were these couple of wallabies like jumping around, and we had pancakes one morning, and there was like we dropped it on the ground, so just put it in the fire to then burn that night.
Yeah.
And as we were like leaving the campsite, there was a wallaby like hanging around, and I was like, that pancake.
Yeah.
And Jam, my girlfriend, was like, wallabies don't eat pancakes. I was like, wallaby's going to eat a pancake. Like,
Definitely.
If wallaby, like, what does the wallaby eat? Like,
on
grass,
a diet.
Plants.
Yeah, yeah.
A fucking pancake, is there?
Yeah, yeah.
So, and then as we were leaving, we turned our back for like 2 seconds. It's in the fire pit.
Not in the fire.
There's no
okay,
fire.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
It's in the morning. And like literally holding it with its paws and eating. I think we've got a photo of it.
That is cute.
And so you hit him with the 10,000?
No, this is a separate
strobe.
Yeah.
I thought it was a kill story.
How much have you used the strobe feature?
I didn't even know there was a strobe feature.
Yeah, you hold it down.
For how long?
Fucking 5 seconds and you'll blow someone's eyes out.
Yeah. Wallaby, dead. Yeah. Kill it.
You've been on air for too long.
No, it's crazy. It's okay. Actually crazy.
I once tried to, actually, do you think this is a question. Do you think a pigeon.
This is a question. TJ's got really good
more fun to be a game.
Yeah, okay, this is a game.
Anything I've got, I'm turning into games these days. Can we feel free to bring any games to the table?
Yeah.
Especially you, George. I like your games.
Can't think of any.
Okay, we'll come back
Eating chicken nuggets in North Bondi. Near the beach. Beautiful
yeah,
spot.
Yeah, you're nay.
Near the beach, beautiful spot.
What's the game?
Pigeons are there. Oh, just get to it, man. If I can get
Do you
into
feed
it.
Them, yay or nay?
Is going to I be the threw question. Some chicken nugget to the pigeon Oof. And a seagull. Oh, no, not a seagull, pigeon. Do you think it ate it?
Yes.
Josh, wake up. I thought you fell asleep for a second.
No, I'm going to go with, so you had some chicken nuggets.
Yeah, do you think a pigeon would take my chicken nugget or
yeah,
not?
Yeah, definitely, yes.
George?
Yeah, I'm going to lock in yes.
It was a no.
Really? That was there sweet and sour sauce on them?
No.
Well, that's why.
What a Did burn. It pick it up and spit it out?
Nah. I don't think pigeons eat chicken.
Nuggets.
Especially chicken nuggets.
Yeah, what about schnitzel?
Schnitzel?
Would it know the difference?
Schnitzel.
No.
So what'd you say?
Schnitzel.
So are you being zero?
No, this is how our GM Jess says schnitzel.
What is it? Schnitzel?
Schnitzel.
Snitchel. So she's swapped them around.
She's saying schnitzel.
I know another person who does that.
Snitchel. Yeah, yeah. Snitchel. Is that friend from Bendigo?
No okay. way. No, yeah, schnitzel. I've heard someone say schnitzel before. Schnitzel. But double shush. Schnitzel.
Schnitzel.
And but people would say schnitzel. I mean, that would be more common mistake. Yeah.
And it's schnitzel.
Yeah.
Do you like parmas? Do you like parmas?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I'd actually prefer it without the ham.
Okay. Yeah, sure. Have you been to Mrs. Palmer's?
No. That's the one in the city, isn't it?
Yeah, CBD.
I know about it.
Do you mention that because it's good or is it?
Nah,
I think it's like a trap.
Because
it's in the name?
No, I think, yeah. It's a place that has a lot of Palmers.
You know that Donut King isn't the king of donuts.
Yeah, I know.
It's in the name.
I don't know why. Like, are you much of a CBD guy, as in Central Business District?
Well, because I live in Fitzroy, so I'm always in the city.
Good Palmers around that area. City,
yeah.
What's your favorite part about the CBD?
I love walking through it. So I used to, I guess I still do, not as much recently, but like our office is in South Melbourne. Mm-hmm. And I'm in Fitzroy, so when I would go to work, I would walk through the city.
Just pass it, like Spencer Street sort of thing, all the way down Clarendon?
I'd do Collins.
Collins?
Yeah, I'd usually walk down Collins, across Collins.
The Paris End?
You've got to walk through the Paris End to get to the other
Paris End.
Paris End.
Yeah. Beautiful. Beautiful pub.
Why do they call it the Paris End?
I was filming someone's show reel. There was a voiceover artist that wanted to get into doing some presenting.
A show reel?
A show reel.
A voiceover.
So it was a voiceover artist.
Yeah.
When he's a break into the new industry.
So she's like, you know what? I'm not getting any presenting gigs. This was 10 years ago.
Yep.
And so I just remember filming sort of a whip pan and she says, now we're in the Paris end of Collins Street. And as a guy who was from the suburbs, I was fucking perplexed. I didn't know what was going on.
It's a bit wanky, isn't it?
Yeah, Paris end.
Maybe back in the day. It was more Paris than the rest of Melbourne. But I feel like now the rest of Melbourne city has kind of caught up.
Unless it's got an Eiffel Tower.
Surely it's just because of all the Louis Vuitton and Chanel, just all the designer shops. That's the only connection to Paris.
That's probably it.
But then there's a bunch of shit areas in Paris.
There's a McDonald's up
there. But then there's high fashion in Paris.
Bree and I actually spent a lot of money on crepes. At the bottom of the Eiffel Tower.
Done.
Have you ever had?
I can only imagine how expensive crepes
would be. Yeah, it was silly. I think it was 29 euros for two crepes.
Yeah.
It's a lot of money. Yeah. It came with a little bit of syrup.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, worth it.
Yeah, it was good. Ian, have you ever fallen into a tourist trap?
Remember that segment?
Which throws back to a segment. Yeah, JB, can you get some tourist trap stuff?
Thanks, mate.
Yeah, sure. He's pissed off.
Oh, wow.
The archivist is fucking ready.
Is that really your archivist jacket?
Yeah. How much would you pay for it?
Good game. Can you fash it? Can you go out the door, come back in?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, here we go. So, Georgie boy is going
to- Matrix, isn't it?
Hi, Neo.
Ready? And 3, 2, 1- It's from the op shop.
Oh, I was going to guess the price. Oh,
yeah, 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 yeah.
Still guess.
Okay.
The price is...
I'm going to say $12.
Double it. 25.
24.
Well, yeah. Guess what, Tim? Guess what his dad does as a job? Guess what he is?
Another game. Great game, Josh. Because he won't get it. Very obscure, like his lunch.
To continue the theme, an actuary?
Oh, my God!
That is huge.
That is huge.
And you can be best man.
I feel a lot. Oh my God. Is he an actuary? An actuary.
He actually is, yeah.
Shit. I mean, that's an amazing get. That might be one of the best gets of 2021.
An actuary? I didn't even know what an actuary was.
I only know because in high school, my friend's older brother was the maths genius at school. He was so good at maths. And he was planning on trying to become an actuary. And I remember, maybe you can clarify this, I remember at the time, it was like, an actuary, that's weird. But then he was like, no, there's only a few actuaries. Like, there's not many actuaries. Mm-hmm. So, it's like, once you're an actuary, you're in. Like, once you get a job. It's like for insurance companies and stuff like that, isn't it?
Is that- Mate, it's spot on. Yeah, my dad was the Australian government actuary. He was the one.
Wow.
The one.
For the government.
I mean, like we were just saying, with that jacket, have you got sunglasses here?
No.
Has anyone got sunglasses?
Glasses? Who's glasses?
Tinted.
No. Okay.
That would be fashion. You'd okay. You're from the Paris.
If you imagine you've got glasses, sunglasses on, and can you do the Matrix? Like, can you do that in front of a camera?
Yeah, JB, do you want to do it over on the?
You know when Neo gets shot at,
and then he dodges the bullets. So like,
you know, in the Matrix.
Oh, that hat is driving you crazy. Okay, ready.
You know it.
Have you seen the Matrix?
Have you seen Matrix?
What?
One of the best films of all time.
You've seen the shot, though, of him, like, dodging the bullets.
Okay, yeah. Really.
No. Oh, that's a good
idea.
It's a
gun.
Do me get my torch.
Oh, yeah.
You know what this is like? This is like if... This is if Matrix 5, and it's in the future, and Neo had a son who became an actuary. This is what he would look like.
George, do you look like your dad?
Do I?
Just a little bit. Just trying to gauge, like,
not really
thinking about you as an older man. If that's you, that's your dad.
Yeah, a little bit grayer.
So, GB, can you explain what your dad actually does nowadays?
Oh, now he works for.
He cooks books for the cartel.
Yeah, he does. So, interesting fact about superannuation in Fiji.
I was meaning to ask you one of those. Yeah.
Everyone in Fiji is on the same super fund. There's only one.
Oh, God, what a racket.
And so he works for that super fund now.
Can you say with the rule?
The rule is, well, you know, with our supers, how it's like stocks, it goes up and down.
Mm.
In Fiji, it can only go up.
That's the kind of place I want to live in.
George's dad's job to make sure it just goes up.
Well, to make sure that they've got enough money in the bank.
So, if he failed at his job, it would be unprecedented. Because if he went like, I'm going to put them down. Like, you can't put them down.
Yeah,
so just how much he puts them
up. I think he just has to work out that they've got enough money in the bank to, like, make sure it can go up even a little bit.
Okay, gotcha.
So, with the economy crashing this year, last year because of COVID, bit of an issue.
Wait, so does he have to top up money then from the government?
I don't know, mate. I think he just looks at the figures and just goes, yeah, you can probably give them a little bit more here or...
Yeah, okay.
A lot of pressure on him.
Yeah.
Are you a maths person?
No. No.
Interesting.
Nah. Stopped maths in year 10.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
Further maths? Is that what it was called? That was what it was called for me. Further mathematics.
No, I think I was... Oh, is that like the highest level one?
No.
Second, no.
It's the condescending.
Yeah.
Maths. Ryan, six sixes.
36.
Six sixes. Oh, 36, yeah. But give me another one. I'm good at times table because I remember the songs.
8 8s.
64.
Doing those ones are probably the easiest.
Mm.
I'm a dummy and I know those ones.
Give me the hardest. What do you reckon? Maybe we can ask your dad. What's the hardest?
Seven times nine.
63.
I don't know.
56.
So that's 7/8.
7/9. Hey Siri. Fuck. Hey Siri.
7/9.
63.
Oh, that sounds good.
Am I right? 7/8. 8/7s are 56. I'm pretty sure.
Well.
Yeah, you're
this
right.
This is a game that we should.
Did you? I mean,
this is electric television.
Did you? this is television.
Yeah. No.
Television.
We have Channel 9 now. We're actually being broadcast on Channel 9.
This is online television.
Wow.
Oh, you know what we got early this morning?
Mm-hmm.
Someone said Rove Live vibes.
I'm here.
Yeah. Someone which
was a big compliment.
Yeah, yeah, that's well. I mean, it must have been because Rove. The only
toxic
time
Rove, culture.
Let's get into it. definitely not a toxic culture. A wonderful culture.
Yeah, that
wonderful
was,
culture
that
for was, the record.
He's taking a big sip out of his
Chandon.
God, these cups are great.
They are good, aren't they? They're cups that you just on a Friday night, seriously, when you're sort of at home chilling, you stay hydrated.
What was the I missed this part of the story, but what was the genesis behind?
I just felt like there wasn't any big cups in Australia.
Okay, yeah.
And so.
Yeah. And it was your mission to bring them to Australia.
Big cup.
So they're from overseas?
Yes, they're from overseas, yes.
Really?
Yeah. They're from
America.
Yes.
Well, from America, that's like that's a small cup.
Yeah, well, that's the thing.
That's so just I found a gulp.
Yeah, it is actually. Mm,
big gulp.
And so I did look at sort of, there's some bigger ones.
We should take them to 7-Eleven on Free Slurpee Day.
Yeah, I mean, but they're not silly. They're not ridiculous, are they?
No need to be silly.
Yeah. But what do you think of the colour?
I like it. No, this is I love this yellow.
Your yellow?
This is my yellow.
What else do you have in that colour?
Well, those jumpers are kind of this yellow almost.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
It's like kind of gold yellow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But it's like the red, yellow, and blue that I have on my website that I use my color, like the primary colors.
Right.
That blue, red, and yellow are the like computer system colors.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like if you boil down just the very core colors of a computer to like the 16 or whatever it is, that's the yellow.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
That's the yellow. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Mm.
Do you get them made in the carpet?
Yes.
It looks great.
Yeah. So the carpet in my studio.
Is that the different
the rumpus
squares.
Room that I call an office.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was on a call like with proper people, like a proper work call in that room, and I was absolutely torn to shreds
for my
children's
like daycare sort of thing.
Yeah.
What were they in? Where were they?
Just like they're in their house. Boring.
Did you have any good comebacks that you couldn't say because they're proper meeting?
Yeah, I was like, fuck you.
that would have got him real good, wouldn't it?
Yeah, stuff like that. Like, fuck you, fucking asshole.
Fucking idiot.
Yeah, or, you know. But I couldn't think of something that witty at the time, so I didn't say it.
Yeah.
Mm. So that you were being bullied.
Yeah, but it was in fun. But yeah, I'd like to make a formal complaint about it.
Is it right?
It's the way to do it, actually.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, I know.
Anything else you wanted to get? So Rove Live toxic.
No.
This meeting. Toxic.
This is more toxic than Rove Live. this is lovely. I'm having a great time. Now, once this is done, like 1,000, is there
just the whole show?
Like this episode.
Yes. Just today. Yeah.
Have you talked about past 1,000?
It's hard because we're thinking about milestones. They're all milestones before you've hit the 1,000. Then it's like 1,200 doesn't feel like.
It's like after you turn 21, it's a long wait till something fun again.
Oh, yeah, that's so true,
2K,
isn't it?
Mm. Like 2,000's the real milestone.
1,500.
Yeah, so but even every 500, yeah, but yeah, you want the 2,000.
Mm.
Yeah.
But do you want 2,000? Is that like the next goal?
Well, we want to get to 10,000. Sorry, 10 years is the plan.
That's right. How many episodes is that?
That's about rate. 3,000.
Okay.
Jeez, that would be amazing.
Actually, have you got GB? You never used it. TJ doing the maths on Bodhi's age with the podcast. Could you play that?
Mm.
Oh, like how old Bodhi will be?
Yeah,
I fucked it.
Nah,
but that's why you want to play it.
Yeah,
that's exactly why you want to play it.
Yeah, no, I can just tell. Should I just tell him? Or
what did I say? 2016.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, you can't speak because you haven't had a kid. But when you have a kid. there's a the time that you conceive, mm-hmm. which is in 1 year, mm. and then you birth in the next year. So it fucks my head to think yeah. when Amy got pregnant versus mm. when the baby came, and I just so GB, living. I've lost sleep in those mm-hmm. years beyond that.
GB, what did he mm. say? What was the idea?
No, you were just talking about. Oh, we should start getting bits to play to Bodhi when he's older. And you're like, yeah, I mean, by the time we've done 1,000 episodes, he'll be able to like watch it.
Yeah, he was actually yeah. in here today on the couch sitting that's there true. Watching sure. it.
Oh,
yeah.
What does he think about it?
I think he loves it. He sees himself on there. Mm-hmm. But yeah. even, so think about it. That's exactly what happened today. So I don't know mm. how that's wrong. But we were playing a video.
Look, I didn't yeah. want to end on a blow up.
We were playing a video.
Blow up.
Don't you fucking start.
Yeah, don't bring your
explosive idea.
This is not Rove Live.
It's just called Rove by the end, but no big deal.
So we were playing a video of Josh looking after Bodhi as a baby for the day. It was like, you know, strapped to Josh, yep. taking him around. But Bodhi's watching it. And we'll cut yeah. to Bodhi as a.
Did he recognize?
Oh, he loves it. He's obsessed. Yeah. He's a narcissist. Yeah. You know, learn from that? The best.
Yeah, great. Yeah. It's has he got a drone yet?
Oh, it's so
he's
funny.
He's obsessed
with drones.
Well, how do you know that he was like that? He's actually he.
Well, because I remember you when you got. I remember when you got your drone. I remember you doing mm-hmm. those amazing drone yeah. things.
Obsessed.
Mm-hmm. Obsessed with it. Like I feel like that would be one of the first things that he would.
He's literally like so. TJ's been really busy in the last few days, and so he hasn't seen Bodhi that much. But every time they're FaceTiming, calling, he's saying, "I want to use a drone. I want to use
Where's
a drone.
Where's the drone?
Where's the drone?
I mean, it is magic.
The
really.
Drone." He's obsessed with a drone. We're flying it tomorrow. Yeah.
What's your drone etiquette like in public spaces?
Real loose. Yeah. No, I mean, I don't fly it a great deal now.
Yeah, back you in used
the day,
to be. You could
back
do
in
it.
The day, I flew, but I just didn't know. You didn't. You don't know what you don't know.
Yeah.
So, flying over crowds of people, you don't know.
Yeah. But do you near need, airports. For what you were doing, because don't you need like a pilot's license to fly a drone?
Or you is got that a hat like that? You don't need one. It's called cowboy style. Yeah.
But is that true or is that not true?
No, so when I first got it, there was
no rules.
That wasn't there. The yeah. like even the CASA app to like say that you want to fly in a certain area.
Oh, we've got someone out the front.
This looks like someone wants to putt. Oh, is that a bag? This looks like someone maybe wants to putt.
Oh,
this
really?
Could be a putt.
Do you want
to... No, because they hit it and JB, walked off.
Yeah, he's in a shirt and pants.
Who is this?
Am I too late?
G'day.
Hey.
How are you going?
Good. George.
How are you? Good. What's your name?
David.
David.
Oh, David's going to have a putt.
It's all David. All good.
David's here, guys.
Okay, David's going to have a putt.
George has crumbled. He's bringing him through the door.
Sorry, go out that way.
Sorry. Here we go. GB, has he got a microphone? I guess you do. Perfect.
He does.
I've got where's a microphone. Where's he from?
We'll find out.
We'll find out. Ask all the questions. Ask all the questions, GB.
Wow. This is great.
Line up the balls, George. They're not ready.
He's good.
David is here to putt for a cut, ladies and gentlemen.
G'day, David.
Welcome. Speaker there. Camera there. Putter. Where'd you put that broom, right?
Oh, no.
Oh, no, that was not right. That was, who was that? That was Jules.
What do you need?
Here it is.
Oh, here we go.
Here we go.
Okay, David is putting. Putt for a cup.
Finish the rugby. Oh, great. Right,
here we go. Come on, David.
He's got the first one. He's got it straight away.
It's a hole.
It's a hole.
Give the man multiples.
Oh, okay. Well done, David. That's an amazing effort.
Wow.
How did you get here?
And where are you from?
I live in Craigieburn, but I just came from the rugby. I work at the rugby.
Amazing.
Storm killed the Roosters tonight. So.
Yes.
Craig, how do you know about the show? How have you found us?
Well, I was listening to Craig Harper once.
Yeah.
And I heard that you guys were on it. And I've been following you ever since for the last 12 months, actually.
Amazing.
So good.
Thanks so much, David.
No worries. You're doing a good
legend.
Job.
Thanks so much,
thanks,
mate.
Thanks, buddy.
That's so nice. Thank you.
Thank you.
For the legend.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Does he want any chips? Seriously, do you want any chips?
Give him a beverage. Give him a traveller.
Do you want some Macca's chips? He does.
He does?
Does he? All right. Come get some chips.
Yeah, yes.
All right.
Oh, great. There we go.
This is great.
Enjoy.
All right.
Thanks so much, David.
All right, thank you, guys.
Cut to the door, Cam.
Wow. All right, back open. Thanks, David.
Oh, George is in the garage, I think. He's in Ryan's car.
15 minutes to go, he said.
David!
Oh, only 15 minutes for us.
Oh, David. I got him, Craig. See you, David.
15 minutes left until you're done. How do you feel about that?
40?
It's crazy.
You're ready. You're done. You're over it.
No.
We had a few breaks just to split up the stream so that it can stay.
Split
the stream so it can stay on YouTube. We did the whole 24-hour live stream. We couldn't save it down to YouTube. And we didn't want to export the whole thing. So this is nice because we've done it in blocks and a few minutes in between, which is why I paused it and it's saying it's 39 minutes, which is basically just after 11 or 11.
Yeah, okay.
How good's that?
Are you making notes as you go, as the day goes, George, or is it just...
Haven't been, sorry.
No, it's just going to be a massive edit for you.
No, yes. Yes.
Yeah. Next week I'll be able to smash it out.
You know what could be, I mean, I certainly don't want to be the one to come in here and criticize anything about this incredible world that you've created. But GB's backdrop,
it's not great, is it?
I mean, it'd be great to have just something. I don't know, just to even give a little bit of depth to that black corner. Mm-hmm. It's just maybe even like an uplight could be.
Should I get a light from the garage?
Well, we got a down light. Turn the uplight into a down
light. Just to light up the curtains or something like that.
He is getting a little lost, isn't he?
Yeah, it was just a little thing. Uh-huh. I don't want to make a big deal about it.
Yeah. GB's really upset.
Just be careful. Don't take out a wire that takes out everything.
Right. Great call.
How annoying would that be?
We, you know what you can do if you want to get one of the... We actually don't need to fix it. That's what we've learnt, Ryan. Thank you. This was actually a lesson. That was a piece of... dialogue to get us to talk about the lesson of the 1,000 episodes.
Oh,
doesn't have to be perfect, mate.
True.
There's people who would have every light on their GB and their show is shit.
It's only a point of comparison because the rest of it looks so good.
Yeah.
And it's just like, you know what I mean? Like,
it's kind of my character though, I guess, just sort of in the corner.
Yeah, but you're a fucking important character.
I appreciate that.
You want a fucking important background.
Thank you.
Yeah. Some sort of little something.
Just maybe like a green screen?
A sheriff badge or something.
Sure.
Oh, green screen's great. And then you can control what's going on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We did green screen once. It looked pretty shit.
Yeah, but that's kind of the charm of green screen.
That's the joke.
Yeah.
That's a joke, I guess.
That's a good idea. A little pull up green screen.
We've got two. Paid a bunch of money. This is the thing. Like, how much have we battled with internally about what we want to do versus what we can do right now?
Yeah.
And that's why this studio's had seen so many versions of the desk. It's like when you're a kid and you rearrange your room, you're like, oh my God, I've got a fucking new room. I just moved into a new apartment.
Yeah.
It's tiny. It's just a little room, but it feels different.
I mean, that 45K number was that a joke based on...
Did you tell me that?
No.
You told me that. Did you say 45 or did you say 45?
Do you know what I think happened? There was a YouTube comment that said, look at these guys.
They're trust fund babies.
No. There was one
dude,
where...
Dude, technically, I think you're close. Yeah, if you think about it, the equipment, everything we have, I've got a spreadsheet. It's close. Mm-hmm. It's close.
I know, but
it.
I think that it was someone said, I can't believe these guys have spent $45,000 on a studio with the amount of following they have.
Yeah,
okay.
Oh, I think that's the best thing. What else
thank you. Yeah,
on?
Exactly.
That's a loser that said
cups.
That.
Cups, yeah, yeah.
Anyone who's willing to say that online is a fucking loser.
Well, are we getting too toxic?
About. No. Well, it's the value of this goes far beyond the value of the items themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love what you guys have got here. It's such an exciting space. Mm-hmm. Like, for someone who, like, makes things myself, like, to have just this set up and just be able to walk on and turn it on, it's pretty amazing.
Yeah. There was a few little bit more set up that we did for episode 1000, but I think we'll, like, make a bunch of it permanent. So, like, just the extra cameras and things. And
yeah, so how many you got? Like, one, two, three, four, five.
We got, like, eight or something. I hate running. We got some random shots upstairs as well, which we haven't cut to at all. You know the.
And were they set up for today, or were they always set up?
Yeah, no, they were set up.
Okay. So are those cables like running through the roof or something?
No. So some of them are wireless, and then others are using network cables. So they're using Ethernet.
Okay, cool.
But it's funny, think about us moving into this place, and it has some of the infrastructure, like the network, all this stuff. Like, it was built for, like, an old office where there's, you know, in here there's all these power boards. It's, like, the most random thing. Mm-hmm. But it's totally served what we're doing, like sending all the footage upstairs through the Ethernet. Mm-hmm. It works well. Like, it's crazy. Do you find, do you connect dots on things that are happening in life, like how things have played out the better? Like I met, you know, this person, or we connected because we then were going to create this.
Yeah, do you get definitely. Yeah, especially for the good things.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that. Like, and you figure out, the sliding doors kind of moments.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Love that. Yeah, I mean, the biggest one for me was probably when we were 22-ish and we'd done, when I say we, it's like me, Hamish Andy, Tim Bartley, Radio Karate. We'd done a show on Channel 31 called Radio Karate. 6 episodes, that's all we did. And we were sort of like just after or during uni, we did that. And after that finished, I'd planned to go on like a backpacking kind of one-way ticket trip to Europe, to London, and then just go around Europe and just do that trip, that kind of gap year, ironically, thing. And I was like, everything was packed. I had a farewell party.
It took me a sec to realize why it was ironic.
Ah, yes. Well, the show
that we made. Because he works on gap year.
The Hamish Andy's gap year we made then years later.
Yeah,
anyway.
Yeah. Sorry, I didn't get it.
Wasn't worth stopping down for. thanks, Josh. Plane ticket was bought. I was like, going to stay with friends in London when I got there. Excuse me. And it was all ready to go. And I was due to leave on the Monday or something. And a week before that, we got a call from a producer at Channel 7 asking, and they were a producer from, there was a show called Big Bite, which was like a sketch show on Channel 7 years ago, like during the second sketch boom of Australian TV, where there was Skid House, Big Bite, Comedy Inc. It was just like suddenly everyone had sketch shows.
Why?
Yeah. I think TV shows just sort of go in trends. Mm-hmm. I think all of a sudden something gets popular.
Is it a funding thing though? Like, is it just more cat? Like, was there more cash at that time?
Potentially, yeah. It could have been like script, like, you know, networks have there's a certain amount of hours they have to produce of all different types of TV programs. Uh-huh. So like scripted things, they have to produce a certain amount of hours but also at the time there was also just this, I think people were nostalgic for Full Frontal and Fast Forward and stuff. And this was like the second coming of that. Anyway, so Channel 7 did Big Bite, and that had like Chris Lilley and Andrew O'Keefe and Kate McCartney. And there's this bunch of people who have gone to do different things. And then they were getting ready to do the second season of that. And for the second season, a new group of producers took over and asked and saw our Channel 31 show somehow, got in contact with us and asked us if we'd want to come and audition for the second season of this new Big Bite show And I was meant to go on the Thursday. And the audition was for like the Monday after that.
Mm.
And so going back into that, this was before any of us had any like TV work. You know, maybe Hamish was like, maybe he was writing on like Tracy and Matt, like the Fox FM breakfast show. Like, maybe he was there, but I'm not sure. Anyway.
Did any of you think you were going to make it or, you know?
No, none at all. Not at all. Like I thought I wanted to, but I definitely was in the mode of thinking, well, who does? Like, this is before streaming video on the internet. So, this is the only, truly the only real way in was to get on a TV show on commercial television, which is just such a long shot. So, certainly wasn't thinking it was a reality. So, when they said, do you want to come on audition? I kind of then had to choose, do I go on this trip that I've been looking forward to and bought the ticket, said bye to everyone, packed my bags, or do I like cancel the ticket and go to this like random audition for this Channel 7 show that we probably won't even get? And so I chose to do the audition, and then I didn't get like a job as a main cast, but I got job as like the, well, Hamish Andy got jobs as main cast, and I got a job as like supporting cast and a writer in like the writer's room. And so I often think about that as a massive choice that, I mean, who knows what would have happened, might have ended up the same way, but I think not, because I reckon if I went away, I reckon potentially if I missed that opportunity, I would have missed my chance to get on the, you know, maybe if I came back like 8 months,
yeah,
8 months later, the show would have been started and finished by then, because it didn't last very long. And then I reckon there's a chance that I would have just missed that opportunity and then would have come back and like Hames, Andy and Tim would be working on the Channel 7 show. And I was like, oh, okay, well, I'll work in advertising.
What did you do with your ticket? Do you remember?
No, I think I had to pay like a $200 cancel fee or whatever.
Mm-hmm. And you never went?
Never went.
Wow.
Never been to Europe?
Have been to Europe, but not never by traveled. Myself. Yeah, yeah. No, that, I mean, I don't even really know why I was going.
What do you like about London?
Oh, what's that?
It's water.
Oh, thanks, Bray.
Another big cup. You can have that
I've
one
got
too.
I've got three now.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. GB, have you got anything in the archive that you want to play? As the archivist, you can say no if you don't.
But are you guys going to talk about what lessons? I wanted to hear more about that. What have you learned?
Now, that was great. I like listening to yours.
Yeah.
Your lessons.
Yeah, but it wasn't really lessons. It was just more of a little memory.
No, I like this.
Do you have that a version of that?
So, I mean, if Josh and I did stop doing the podcast when you went away, which was an opportunity, a possibility, I think we even mentioned it on the show, that we might not do it every day and one of our previous guests said, you know, that was a chance that, or that sticking through that was like how you build the early momentum in or the habit, you build the habit. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I mean, it's all these little things, all these little things that can change everything.
Have there been any or many days where either of you have gone, I really don't want to do this show.
Right now, Ryan.
No, but like in all, like seriously,
definitely.
You've like worked
yeah,
like,
yeah,
I
yeah.
really can't do
I think
it.
Like probably times like over during COVID as well.
Oh, yeah.
Where it sort of felt like, okay, well, everything's pretty hard. But I think that, and we said this in our video that we did with our mate, Matt D'Avella, it's like, what is the other option?
Oh, I watched
like,
that. That was great.
Yeah,
that
video, like what could we actually do instead? So if I wasn't doing a podcast with TJ, like what else would I do? Start another podcast?
You find something, but I feel like you guys have
done so many things and you're very self-motivated,
well,
from what I can tell. I feel like you guys would just be doing something. You guys
I think the thing is that the point I guess is that we would be doing something else, but they would have the exact same problems, the same friction, like working with it within a team, like all of those, the friction doesn't go away. And so part of it is like, if that's the only reason, if the reason is that you're getting pissed off with like in a team environment or whatever it is, like that is just going to literally transfer from thing to thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, like I think that that's part, like, part of it is, I think, the long-term game of all of this stuff is it's almost like the stock market stuff, which is like riding the lows. Like it all evens out. Everything's on an upwards trajectory, just not all at once.
Yeah.
So it's like you zoom out and you are making progress, but it's not linear.
Mm-hmm.
And so
what's been the thing for you that has felt like progress or that has given you the sense of either moving forward or upwards?
Well, momentum. Definitely starting. So when I started this website I do, which is ryanwith11wise.com, and started giving myself this sort of monthly discipline where I make something new every month and release it to whoever wants to see it, just for no other reason, just because I like making things. That was a huge turning point because I had to actively, I actively chose to stop developing the TV ideas that I was developing with like actual production companies, mm-hmm. things that would, that could potentially turn into actual shows. Mm-hmm. It was like a, an active choice to stop doing that and put my attention to this little, little project that was never going to earn me money, but was going to essentially give me the opportunity to just make things.
Mm.
That was, that has been a huge, huge turning point just in just my, my, it's reinvigorated me in what I do and given me more of like, it's reminded me of like why I'm, why I do this. And I don't get stuck in the trying to figure out the game of selling. I'm actually trying to figure out the game of making. And it's just a huge difference, and it's just been a, it's been a massive game changer.
Were you stuck in an old pattern, or like in that, or chasing an old goal, old dream, doing that?
Well, it's like, I mean, it's like, you know, I spoke to you guys about this on that that live show where, you know, I forever since I was a kid, I all I wanted was to have my own TV show. That was the thing that I sort of chose, but really that was just my childhood dream. You know, it's like, it's the equivalent of like, I was still wanting to be a firefighter. You know what I mean? Like when kids want to be a firefighter when they're, or a pilot,
or a cowboy.
Astronaut, or sorry, cowboy. Yeah. And that happened. Yeah. So I was still chasing this thing, and I guess I did maybe lose sight a little bit of what it was and of why I was doing it. So yeah, that's been like, I think like now that website and all the things on there, it's probably the most, if someone was to say, what does your brain look like?
Mm-hmm.
I could at least point towards that and go like, well, that's the most me thing that I've done, I think. Yeah. Not the thing that I'm like, not that I'm not proud of all the other stuff that I've done that I've like, especially like the stuff that I've produced on or written on. Like I love all that stuff. But as far as me as a performer and a creator, like that's me.
But the thing is, like, it's not even, I think, like, I even forget all the other stabs that you had in doing something similar, like your Instagram series, Cliff, was it?
Yeah, Cliff, like, yeah. Cliff's very me.
Yeah.
In a weird way.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, that was an early version of what Ryan.com was.
Yep, yep. Good pronunciation too.
Thank you.
Cliff was probably the first thing that I did that was just like a silly yet relatively well-produced thing that didn't have any chance or intention of becoming something bigger.
The interesting, but also on that, the I remember you did some of the rounds where it was like you're on Nova or maybe even H&A doing some like media stuff. Like there was still a bit of the television in lights, Ryan Shelton, that like you're like, okay, I'm gonna release it, where it's like it feels like you're very much more comfortable now with just being like, oh, this is on for the internet and I put it out to the world and it doesn't need to have any approval from old media.
And all those things, like nothing that I'm making on there, and you know, I genuinely mean this, it's like nothing that I'm making there am I making like thinking that, well, hopefully someone sees this and it can become the pilot for something more. Like a lot of the things that I'm making on there, like that is what it is. Like it can't, there's no life outside of that necessarily. But it's just nice to be able to like finish things and go like, well, that's that. Now I can move on to something else.
Yeah. TJ, how long have we got?
Oh, good question.
We have 21 minutes.
It's very close. Long,
you guys need to start talking about yourselves.
Yeah, but
we've done that for 999.
Yeah, okay.
Ask. You can ask some questions if you like.
Yeah, do you want to interview us?
Yeah, okay.
Flipping the thing.
Oh, it's getting wacky.
So, okay, here's a question for each of you.
Mm-hmm.
So, what would, and maybe this is
not
just
too hard.
It can be dirty.
Don't go too hard.
Yeah,
but yeah, I'm happy for it to be dirty.
No, like, what would show 1000 Josh say to show 1 Josh?
Yeah, good question.
That's a great question.
What would 1000 say to?
I'll ask you the same.
Okay,
I would
say.
thanks, mate.
I think it's like the maybe something around something around ignoring the bad signs or ignoring the negative talk
from
the process. Like I think for me, like it's like
from yourself.
Yeah. I think like just the I could be doing something better, or like we should be pushing this more, or things like that. I think that probably if the only reason that we got to episode 1000 is because we redefined what success looked like. So I think that what I thought from episode one was that 1000 episodes, you get to some sort of level of perfect, or from 700 to 1000, like it's this sort of this growth where you get to this perfect product, where I think it's realizing that from like you'll have 100 episodes where you're not feeling as good as you did on the 300 to 400. So I think it's just like don't be driven by the negative thoughts around the product.
That's great.
Does that make sense?
So be driven by, so focus on the positives.
Focus on, it's like focusing on the process, which I think is what we ended up doing really well, which is like focusing on, which I think like internally I can criticize myself on, which is like, we don't have enough structure. We could do this, we could do that, like all of these things. But that's like the only reason that we're doing the, like if we had a fucking run sheet and all that sort of thing, it probably would have imploded. Like the reason this format has been designed so that we can, like at the moment, we can run a business and have clients and do all that sort of thing and still serve a community.
Yeah.
Whereas if I tried to make it the perfect version, I don't think it would have survived.
So, yeah. So, if you had a run sheet and you were like writing segments and it was like a proper, you needed like the prep every day. Mm-hmm. So, you were spending all this time prepping a show. Yeah, gotcha.
We wouldn't be able to do it.
Yeah. Oh, that's interesting. Tommy.
Good question. I was just listening to that and I wasn't thinking about mine.
Big mistake.
So, there's a few things. It won't be what you think it will be, but what I've learned is that is all just thinking about what the future will hold versus needing to actually experience every day and navigating that and actually learning along the way. Like the difference in my thinking, it feels so different. Like,
what's different?
Oh, I feel like I'm just so much more aware of my thinking, and
like on a day-to-day basis.
On a day-to-day, just in a present moment, which feeds into communication with people and everything that I do. But what else? It can sometimes feel like I'm trying to sort of do points that Josh didn't mention. Mm. So it's like it can feel. So what would I say to episode one? Even when there's people around, it can feel like there's no one around. Mm. Meaning people listening, not actual friends, but it's like community, and doing something like this is like we're getting sent lots of stuff. It's all just like things that are token, but it's a reminder, and even seeing the stuff GB does is like you forget all of that. Mm. But that's like, as much as I reckon I've been more present in my life than I've ever been, that's still such a small, I have such a small capability for remembering all the shit we've done and the amazing moments because they're just gone.
Yeah.
And the next minute it's fucking 3 years later.
Yeah.
And everything's different, but it feels like nothing's different.
Well, it feels like we're not always like moving forward to the point where it's like even, I think that we are very good at looking back at things with rose-colored glasses. And so coming into episode 1000, I think the feeling that we had was like, it's not going to be like the 24-hour stream, or like, is anyone going to listen? Or is it like, but then we look and it's like, it's been the most successful thing. Like, I guess it's, I even catch myself saying that it's like redefining success. It's like we only just show up or whatever, and happens.
That phrase of like, you know, you saying, we look at everything with rose-colored glasses.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's actually probably a good thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
But
the problem is that it's only good if you can give yourself that in the moment. If you have rose-colored glasses for the for tough what's time. Behind you. Mm. And even if you have it in front of you, but if you can't work on the present,
oh yeah,
then you're sort of in this conundrum where it's like you're not where you need to be. Because
and the past was always will always be better yeah. than it was, mm-hmm. and the future will be brighter and better looking than yeah. the current time, mm-hmm. and that's the thing. So it's like all the things you learn, all the things you've done, mm-hmm. like you forget mm-hmm. the mind. Like your mind just has such a little capacity for remembering
yeah.
all the good, and all you think about is pain. Like yeah. it's because it's all consuming, right?
Well, the negativity is right. louder as yeah. well. The negativity is louder, but also like I think it's things like having David come and do the part, which is really cool.
I think I called him Craig.
Yeah, because you mentioned Craig Harper.
And Craigie Byrne.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, yeah, but two Craigs.
A lot of Craig. I mean,
Craig but yeah, no, that stuff, like seeing David, I think that's like really cool because it's like, oh, this is like, you know, out in the world and someone's
that's not,
like-
That's not having, a friend or a connection to a family. Yeah.
It's just like someone living their life that's coming home, that's putting for a fucking daily talk show.
Yeah. I'd love to know how drunk he was.
yeah, he definitely-
We should have breathed for it before I cut.
Because he got a hole in one. So that's like John Daly.
I am the John Daly of Melbourne. It's sort of the vibe with pants and stuff.
Well, John Daly, not that I'm not a golf person, but as you are now.
Yeah.
Hugely. Have you John seen Daly. Oh. Titleist. Didn't even realize.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah, it's
really, you're the real deal.
Yeah, yeah. When I messaged Rye about the show, I sort of was very keen on the episode 1000 stuff and I tried to sort of merge it in with golf chat.
I don't really play golf, so I'm
yeah. But then I tried, so Ryan was very clear to me and said, look, I don't play golf.
Mm.
But then I felt the need to say, like, but do you have fun when you play? Like, I tried to keep the golf conversation going.
That's unlike you, dude.
Can I ask? I just noticed because you switch the show.
Just for the light, like we actually that's just one thing we show. Stopped a bunch. But yeah, for the all. Oh, the
so you don't
stuff,
do it every show.
Not all the
this
time.
This no, setup no. is not like this normally.
Yeah, yeah, it's not always like this.
Oh, really? A what lot is it normally like?
Less like this.
We don't even have this office. We just rented this. For the yeah, this yeah, is. Yeah,
but no, what
yeah.
I was going to ask is when you're vision switching because mm-hmm. I can see the program monitor mm-hmm. there. Do you? Are you? Because I think
a criticism.
Not at all. No. I think this is what I would do if I was switching.
You try and preempt stuff, maybe.
I would like time my talk. I would be able to make the correct edits for when you cut to me, mm-hmm. like because you'll be able to like hold off what you're going to say,
yeah,
and then cut to you in the right moment.
Bit of power. Exactly.
An editor knows what I mean. Do you know what I mean,
yeah,
George? It's just like cool. It's like you know what? Edit. It's
like, yeah.
You have full control.
It's a bit like that.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
But definitely, you know,
any observation, like anything that I could improve in regards to the switching?
Oh, no. But like, I love this control panel.
It's great, isn't it?
It's fucking awesome. It's
cool, do you want some echo before we go? Do you want to do something with some reverb?
I was thinking we can do a countdown. How long it's 12 and a half minutes to go.
That's quite the countdown.
No, but it's from 30 seconds. I'll keep an eye on it.
With what you're wearing, I don't know if you're comfortable with this.
Would you take it off? Would you be a cowboy?
Can you lose the fucking hat?
No, so when I was a kid, I loved Russell Coit, all Aussie Adventures.
Yeah.
If I played El Monte, which is one of our favourite songs, which we've been playing a bit today.
Yeah.
Would you do sort of an old school sort of Russell Coit
line dance? Yeah,
just,
give it a go.
Just near the...
When we were doing the road trip... When we were doing the road trip, I saw a big Land Cruiser kind of outdoor, like outback car, and the number plate was just Coit.
Coit!
Yeah. That's great. Okay, here we go. So, I'm going to give you this shot. So, just go back a little bit.
George, come over here so Josh can cut between a wide on the that camera.
Yeah. Alrighty. This is really good. Alrighty, and we're going to play El Monte. Give me a second. I'm just going to turn up the.
Hang on. Stand by.
Okay. Alrighty, and now introducing Ryan Shelton with a traditional Russell Coit line dance.
There it is.
Yeah.
Woohoo. Keep going.
Yeah.
For the whole song.
What about if he line dances over to his seat? This is our Monte. Hey. Yeah, watch out. Nine minutes of line dancing left.
That was spot on. Lion Shelton. I blacked out. What happened?
I think I did too. Oh my goodness.
You need some toilet paper?
Yeah, absolutely. Shut myself.
JB, you would have loved that.
I'd love that.
Line dancing fan. Yeah. Quite fan.
Big line dancing fan.
Big line dancing
fan. No, actually, when I... What was that?
I said line dancing fan.
A lot, yeah.
Yeah.
Once I... When I saw that Coit car, when I was on the bloody road trip, mate, saw the car and I was like, I'm going to... I haven't messaged Glenn Robbins in so long. But I was like, well, this is... If there's ever an opportunity to message Glenn... So I messaged him the phone. I didn't even know if it was his number still. Messaged him. Is there like a feedback?
Oh, sorry. Hang on. Turn it down a bit. Sorry. Stand by.
It's putting me off.
There you go, Zach.
Technical difficulties. Where was I? Where am I?
I can't see George.
And I sent it to Glenn. And I was like, he's going to fucking love this. And the reply the next morning was still his number. He replied. But I was expecting like, firstly, amazing. How cool is that? And thank you, Ryan, so much for messaging me. But it was like, yep, still me. Very good. Love it. Like, I was like, come on.
And so did you write back and say, would you attend my wedding?
Yeah, I just wrote back, never again.
I once gave Glenn a lift home when he had a broken leg.
Yeah. Great story.
What was the
context?
Oh, because he's very close with my best friend Reese Mitchell and their family, and I was just around there once. That was when I had a fancy BMW, and he had a broken leg, and he's like, "I need to go home." I was like, "You want a lift?" He's like, "Yeah," and then I gave him a lift.
What did you talk about?
I can't remember. Maybe I blacked out.
Yeah,
just. Like you just then.
Were you nervous driving?
I've met him a bunch of times at Reese's place. Yeah. He's a lovely guy.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Tommy's
yeah.
car had a DVD player, didn't it? Screens?
Not DVD.
Screens?
Just, it had a TV player.
Was this the radio days?
Nah, strip and dice.
Oh, fuck, the golden days. How much did you do that for?
How long?
Yeah.
A year and a bit, 2 years.
It's amazing probably. You did that.
Yeah, weird. Moment in my
life. How much did you say the repayments were on that car?
$600 a month.
Worth it?
Nah. Actually, it was for a bit.
Mm. What do you think you're making as a stripper?
$600
Just a month. Just covering the
car. Like I say, you make your repayments, all good.
Yeah. Right. So, but how much were you making stripping?
Oh, I don't know.
What's in your bank account right now?
Not as much as yours.
Okay. So,
$800, $1,000 you could make in a night. It's not like the girls at Men's Gallery.
Yeah. Okay.
They can make.
But
like
where were you
grand.
Stripping? Where were you doing it?
Homes.
Oh, like. In, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hens
like
parties.
Out
stuff,
on
yeah.
out on call.
Yeah, don't call. He's not a fucking doctor.
Yeah. Have you on this show, have you gone through any of the stories of that time?
Yeah, probably. A bunch. Play the montage. No, but the main thing was doing the tour of New Zealand, which it was like a stage show, like Manpower.
How many of you?
There was four in the actual stripping team.
Do you guys keep in touch?
One guy was from Sweden. He was living in Sydney and he I think he got deported. But he was a lovely guy and I went up and hung out with him in Sydney.
Yeah.
One of the other guys that was on Facebook. Like, they were just a eclectic group of cats.
Yeah.
But it was really a interesting moment in my life where it was like
Were people buying tickets for that?
Dude, there was like 400 women at one, a couple of the shows.
And you're on a stage doing like a choreographed routine.
Shitty, like motel vibe, like pub in Rotorua.
Dancing.
And it was a stage show. And so I'd go for like, you know, an hour and a half.
Wow.
I was sweating, you know, like it was dancing.
Are there photos and videos from those days?
Yeah, heaps. I'll text them to you. Fuck. No, but it was weird. I had moments like on stage, just what am I doing? Like,
yeah, I bet.
It's sort of, which was the,
paying
it was
off
the
a
end.
BMW.
It was the end of it.
It had red leather seats.
Red leather seats. I actually lent that to Jacko when I was over in New Zealand. Just gave it to Jacko.
Oh, really?
That's nice. Do you want the keys on my boomer? Yeah. Oh, yeah, baby.
What a bro.
Anyway, gone are those days, and gone is the rig that I once had.
That, but that was a special rig, though, wasn't it? At the
it
time.
Was a good.
Yeah. We're not
it
talking about the car.
No, I know. When Tommy says the rig, I know what he's talking about. Yeah.
Oh, weird, wow. Weird times. Anyway.
How long?
Go home.
4.5 minutes. All right, so I wanted to just start thanking some gronks. There's a bunch of people on the live stream, Ryan, on YouTube. Mm. Olivia, Yas, Trevor, Whitey. Who Legends. Else have we got? Who else have we got? MB, George's mum. Give George's mum a shout out.
Hey, MB. Kaz. What's the M stand for?
Mama Mummy. Bear.
Mama
Oh,
bear.
Not Mama oh, Boy.
Dean. Got a message from Rob Ward. Congrats on 1,000. Massive effort. Thanks for the content. I'm listening to you guys now, thinking that we only really have right now. Not the past, not the future. Only now. Well done, boys.
Pro.
Thank you. Enjoy. That's Robbie Ward. Harry's on here. Glyn, BK. Mm-hmm. All the gronks have come out.
Uh-huh. Obviously, a massive thank you to our partners.
Yes.
To Breezer.
Charles. Oh, sorry. Production partners.
Amos,
or?
Amos, who is at home, yeah. And Han as well.
Yeah.
The support of theirs is very much appreciated.
Yeah. Everybody who's helped out. Jess, who's not here. Mm-hmm. Mr. 97, who was in that video. There's so many great people that have been a part of this journey.
Mm-hmm.
And it's awesome. That video that we played you, Ryan. The people in it have become friends. Mm. You know, they've been acquaintances. Now they're, you know, a part of the wacky world we're doing.
It's great. It's an amazing thing. And I've said this to you guys, and I've said it to Josh a number of times, but it is such an, like, well, who am I to say? But it's in my eyes, such an impressive, brilliant, inspiring thing that you guys started, but then continue to do. And I think not only is it in my mind, like, inspiring that you started it and decided to do it, but the fact that you've kept with it, I think, is the thing that really can show people that it's like that you can just keep doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And like, no doubt, and I, you know, having listened to that amazing episode that you guys did recently, what was that one where you talked about,
yeah, like, the past big changes, like talking about big changes,
yeah, so, like, yeah. That was I just loved that episode, so whatever number that was, I don't know,
do you remember, GB? I'll
bring it up,
archivist.
Because people should, I really think people should listen to that if you haven't listened to it. It's just such a beautiful, honest, vulnerable thing that you got. Mm-hmm. and really a really lovely thing to do for people, and mm-hmm. and but just the fact that you're still doing it, and then you've got like Georgie Boy, mm-hmm. and you got you Jess, and mm-hmm. just and Mr. 97, and the whole crew. It's very inspiring, I think, to show people that you don't need to be given permission or selected.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to be chosen by a network, radio network, TV network to do this. Like, yes, the way you've done it, like, it's $45,000, but but like the way you started was not that, mm-hmm. and it's just a very, very cool thing, and I know you guys know that, but it's mm-hmm. but I wanted to say it because it's you know, yes, I've like done TV stuff and I've done radio things and whatever, but this is extremely, like, to me, this is the dream. Mm. Like, this is, and if you can sustain this is the magic, I think, in my mind.
Thanks, Ryan.
Who else?
Also, big thank you to everyone that's been on the show today.
Yes.
Pete Shepherd. Obviously, we had Happy Harry, Scooter Derek, Pete Shepherd, Jem Watts, Jules Lund, Stacey June, Crystal Andrews, Ben Fordham, Trev Long, Jack Post, Matt Diavella, Craig Harper, and of course,
Ryan Shelton.
Sheltdog.
And all of the all Cowboy of Shelf. The first responders, the Uber drivers that have delivered the food today. Yeah, they were first on the call.
Yeah. And also, yeah, everyone that's come out for a pup, whether it's David Wombat. Who else have we had? We've had a bunch.
And there should be Whitey. A montage at some point. Whitey. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And happy new year! We're done.
Well done.